This is Kurt Vonnegut, WNYC's reporter on The Afterlife. It is late in the afternoon of February 3rd, 1998. I have just been unstrapped from a gurney following another controlled near-death experience in this busy execution chamber in Huntsville, Texas. For the first time in my career, I was actually on the heels of a celebrity as I made my way down the blue tunnel to paradise. She was Carla Faye Tucker, the born-again murderer of two strangers with a pickaxe. Carla Faye was completely killed here by the state of Texas shortly after lunchtime. 2 hours later, on another gurney, I myself was made only three-quarters dead. I caught up with Carla Faye in the tunnel, about 100 yards from the far end, from the pearly gates. Since she was dragging her feet, I hastened to assure her that there was no hell waiting for her, no hell waiting for anyone. She said that was too bad, because she would be glad to go to a hell if only she could take the governor of Texas with her. "He's a murderer, too," said Carla Faye. "He murdered me." Dr. Jack Kevorkian supervises my trips to near death and back. Your reporter on The Afterlife has to sign off now. Jack and I have been asked to vacate the lethal injection facility, which must be prepared for yet another total execution. Speaking for both of us, I now say, ta-ta.